All right, we're going to talk right now about Teddy Bridgewater. He had his pro day today at Louisville, along with the other Cardinals who are draft eligible. Jody Demling was there for Cardinal Authority. Jody, your thoughts on how Teddy performed?
I mean, it's a pro day, and I don't, you know, I'm not the technical guy like some of the scouts who were there watching. From everything we heard, though, it was average at best. You know, you could tell Teddy was a little disappointed. He missed some throws, especially some deep throws that I think people wanted him, you know, to see him make. And, you know, I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. Yes, he didn't perform at a high level, but it wasn't awful. You know, it was just more than anything, he just kind of looked uncomfortable at times. And I think maybe they tweaked a little bit of his motion a little when he was at IMG and working out down there. And I think he just looked a little uncomfortable at times.
What was with the decision not to wear a glove for his pro day?
He said that he had been working out without the glove down in Florida and that he just decided that that's what he was going to do. Now, and I asked him afterwards in his press conference, I said, you know, do you plan to wear that glove, you know, going forward? And he kind of smiled and he said, we're going to have to wait and see. And I would imagine that glove comes back on for whatever he does for any team from here on out. He supposedly is meeting with the Texans sometime in the next week. And he wouldn't say the other teams today, but evidently three other teams have already been in contact to say, hey, we want to hook up a meeting, maybe a private workout.
One of the things about Teddy Bridgewater has been he is the most flawless looking of the quarterbacks just in terms of his mechanics. So do you think there's any sense of pressure that he might have felt?
I do a little. He's never a kid that's really faltered under any kind of pressure before. I mean, every time we've seen it, he's just rose to the occasion. And I think this was the first time we've really seen that. This was the one day. You know, he said, this is the day I've been pointing to. This is the day I was going to do it all. You know, he didn't throw at the combine. He didn't run the 40, you know, with the 40 at the combine. You know, the fact of the matter is he's lost about 15 pounds. He was down to 208. Now, he says he lost the weight because of a cold, but I can't imagine that it wasn't just because he was going around the 40 today. But yeah, I think the pressure kind of got to him in a lot of ways. And I, like I said, I just, the best way to describe it is for a guy who has always been flawless and a guy who's done it effortlessly, he looked like he was uncomfortable.
You've seen this guy play time and time again. What is your evaluation of Teddy Bridgewater? Where, if you were one of the teams picking in the first round, where would you pull the trigger?
I don't know that he fits great with the Texans and with the new staff and all that. But if he goes past the Jaguars, I'll be surprised. He's just so calm. He's so smooth. He does it so effortlessly. And like I said, today, I don't want to get too caught up in today, him looking kind of awkward. I mean, maybe he was nervous. Maybe they're tweaking some things. He just, when he's in there, when he's got the shoulder pads and the helmet on, it looks so easy to him, and it comes so easy, and he did it in the biggest game against the best teams that they played, and I just think somebody near the top of this draft is going to have to pull the trigger on him,